Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Open your Bibles with me tonight. Go back to the book of Mark, of course. And we'll read from the very beginning of Mark 11, 22 through 25, Jesus' classic teaching on the subject of faith in the Gospel of Mark. When Jesus said, have faith in God, or have the faith of God, the cross references. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, in the inner man. Peter called it the hidden man of the heart. He's not talking about your physical heart, your blood pump. You know, whosoever shall not doubt in his liver. No. It's the spirit man, the inner man. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He will have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say. Now Jesus put forth the absolute law of faith. It's a whosoever thing. And then he immediately used it. Therefore, I say. Did you catch that? Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, begin to believe. That's when you exercise your faith. That's when you begin to say, it's mine. The old idea, I really don't know if it's God's will to heal me or not, so I'll just pray and ask him to, and if he doesn't, well, I don't guess it's his will. Now, the writers and translators of the King James Bible did their very best to get over to us by using the word testament instead of covenant. Now, I remember how thrilled I was. I didn't know testament meant covenant when I first went to Oral Roberts University. I was scripturally illiterate. I didn't understand that. And then I saw that and I thought, dear Lord. And my background being Native American, I got excited over this. It's a blood covenant. Man, oh man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my blood. He's my blood brother, man. He is my blood brother. Are you listening to me? But now let's don't get on the ditch on that side and forget about testament. Look it up in the regular dictionary and see what it says. Just happened to have. Testament. Law. A will, especially one that relates to the disposition of one's personal property. The will. God wrote his will. God wrote his will, particularly. Now, it had an Old Testament, and then they upgraded it to a Second Testament or a new will. Amen. The first will promised Jesus, the second will he came. He wrote his own will. Now, let me ask you. When did I receive A.W. Copeland, Aubrey Wayne Copeland's will? He left a will. When did I get what my dad left? When he died or when I die and go to heaven where he is? Boy, that's really dumb. But it's because of just brainwashing old nasty religion that just didn't believe hardly anything. Famous, some churches just famous for believing nothing. Just argue with you about everything. Well, I just don't know where it's his will or not. Well, then he ought not put it in his will. He's the only man I know of that wrote his will, died, came back to probate his own will. Hallelujah. Whew, didn't take long to preach me happy. Glory to God. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, that's when you begin believing. Not after you see it, not after you feel it, not after you wander around about it for another 2 or 3 years. No, you find the answer to the prayer before you ever pray the prayer. Let the Word of God be the answer to your prayer life. Amen. Amen. Don't just start making up stuff. Amen. All the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Did you hear what I said? No, did you hear what the Bible just said? In him. It's not, well, sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's we don't know, and it's maybe wait a while. Words just failed me. Hallelujah. And I've said some of those idiot-isms myself. Until I learned a whole lot better. This word, let the word of God fight its own fight. It is the sword of the Spirit. Let it fight its own fight. Amen. The battle is the Lord's, not yours and mine. The battle's already won. The victory's already ours. Hallelujah. So we begin to shout the victory. Yeah, but I don't feel. Well, good. Just go sit down and feel something. Feelings will lie to you. I absolutely could care less what my feelings say. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are times, and should be times, when the feelings are wonderful, glory to God, particularly in praise and worship, where you just get over into his presence. And you praise God long enough, and the spirit of worship comes, and in that spirit the glory falls, and in his presence you just don't want to leave, and you don't know whether to laugh or cry, and it's just so wonderful. When we pray, we enter into his presence, and when we praise and worship and give thanks, he enters into ours. And it just becomes so, I've learned so much from my daughter Kelly from then. And I'm learning more, praise God. Your kids will teach you something if you'll listen. Amen. Well, they're supposed to be smarter than you. Amen. Gloria is smarter than me. And Gloria and I put that together. So she got her mother's brains and her good looks. Bless her, darling. Hard eye. You know? Oh, she's glad she looked like her mother. Anyway. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Ah, but when you stand praying, forgive. It's all part of the same prayer. And it's just as much a spiritual law as these other two verses. Because faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. It just won't. And here again, get away from the feeling syndrome. Brother Copeland, you don't know what they did to me. No, I don't know what they did to you, darling. But it don't matter. They didn't kill you. If they'd have had the other side of that, it would have been stunning. You'd have been a martyr. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh, Brother Copeland, don't talk like that. Well, how you want me to talk? You want me to frown up and get sharp pushed like you? No, I'm not going there. Thank you. The joy of the Lord. And a merry heart does good like a medicine. Glory to God. Take your medicine. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care what they said about you. I don't care if they accused you of 1,400 things that you never did and they just got all kinds of problem, costing you your job and everything else. I'm telling you, you're a soldier in the army of the Lord and you just come up before him. Sir, permission to forgive that person now, sir. He'll say, you have permission. I forgive them. Thank you, sir, very much. They're forgiven. Nobody said you had to feel good about it. But God said you have to do it. Why? If you don't forgive, he can't bless you. And he's all about blessing you. He's all about that. He's all about providing all your needs. He's all about providing all your wants. Oh, he's the Lord my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not lack. Glory to God. Oh, he causes me, he leads me beside the still waters and into green pastures so he can restore my soul. Hallelujah. Why? Because your soul gets all beat up, your mind, your will, your emotions, you get all beat up out there. He's got some green pastures for you, sweetheart. Oh, he's got some still water waiting on you. Get in that prayer room and say, Lord, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, and I have it in my heart to be obedient to your commands, and I forgive if I have aught against any, and if I have anybody in there that I don't remember, you deal with me about it. I'll take care of business here. It's impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible to please anybody without faith. You can't do it. Dr. Avery, you can't do it. Dr. Avery, I just really appreciate you, sir. And I think you're just an amazing man. I just don't believe nothing you say. What? What did I do? See? That is, try that on your wife sometime and see where that gets you. I love you, darling. I just don't believe nothing you say. It's impossible to please anybody with that faith.
That's right. That's right.
But now think about this. Think about the system here. Why is this so important? Faith works by love.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Therefore, it is of faith so that it might be by grace.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't afford to be operating without grace. Now think about the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. even though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love. Didn't say nothing about feeling it. Agape, not filial. Agape. Agape love is love on purpose, whether you feel like it or not. Amen.
Amen.
It is by agape that it might be by grace that the promise might be sure to all the seed. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not love, I'm just a lot of noise. Going through all emotions. Oh, I'm grabastic. Oh, I'm just praising and worshiping. I got this big grin on my face. You ain't nothing but a lot of noise. Just because you refuse to give, forgive. Very dangerous. Extremely dangerous situation. This includes politicians. Now look, I stand in the office of the prophet 42 years now. And if the Lord puts it in me to say something about politics, I'm going to do it.
Amen. Amen.
That don't mean you jump and run. Don't be a rich young ruler. I don't like what he said. I never asked you to like it. I'm going to do my very best to tell you where I'm coming from. I don't say things just for political sake. Now I'm going to say this to you. You better vote in faith and you better vote. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not worth your American salt if you don't vote. That, hey, if you honestly believe and you pray before you vote and you honestly believe that you're voting, you vote your heart, not your grandma. You listen to God. You honestly believe that you voted the way the Lord showed you to vote. Even if your side lost, you get credit for the win.
Praise God.
You get credit because you listen to God. But then after that, don't gripe and bellyache because your side lost. Let's say, I heard some guy talking about, I'll pray for the office. I can't pray for the man. Well, you're a liar. Can't pray for the man. You just full of bull, that's all.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm very serious about this. I'm very passionate about my country. Praise God. I just wished I was young enough to go to war, you know. I mean, come on. You understand where I'm coming from now? And so, we have an election coming up. Listen and pray in the Spirit. Listen, listen, listen. Listen and pray. Listen and pray.
Amen.
Listen and pray. Listen and pray. Find out. Well, I ain't going to vote for neither one of them. Well, you just voted for the wrong one.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Because if you didn't vote, you voted for the loser.
Amen.
And for now, that's all I'm going to say about that, I think. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, all of this has to do, all of this has to do with the world of faith. Now, because of the faith of our forefathers, we live in the most dynamic nation that's ever existed on the face of the earth. And because of that, We need to become very objective about it. We need to help one another. Glory to God. And I'm not going to tell you for whom to vote. I would never do that. Praise God. But I'll pray with you about it. And you pray with me about it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's the same thing about talking about the Word of God. You may see the word of faith one way and I see it another. Don't get mad at me over it. I didn't write this. I wish I had. I just work here. You understand? I got a lot of job security. I've been doing it a long time. But let me tell you how to get, and let me tell you how to be wealthy. Find out exactly what God wants you to do, exactly, and then go do it for 53 years, and whoa. Amen. You can have a big house and a big car and whatever else you want, because He'll prosper you. He'll prosper you. But you have to listen, and you have to obey Him, and you have to walk in the truth of it. And when He says, first of all, pray for all men, kings, and all that are in authority, that the church live in peace, honesty, and godliness, He means it when He said it. Amen. Amen. For this is good in the sight of God, our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. There's one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, glory to God, who gave Himself as a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that means that you pray for the president, the vice president, you pray for everybody in the Congress, everybody in the Senate, everybody in the House, glory to God. You pray for them, and pray for the ones that you don't like the most. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't care what you want to do. I just quoted 1 Timothy chapter 2. Is that in the Bible? Then do it. Glory to God. It's not in there just to hold the pages up. Do it and do it in faith. And do it every day. I'm talking about joy. And a merry heart that does good like a medicine. And if you let politics get you all riled up and get you all steamed up, there's not any reason on this green earth for you to allow politics to give you ulcers in your stomach when God has already taken care of it. Hallelujah, anyway. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. During the Victory-thon, they had a camera set up in our den kitchen area there at the house, and where I could butt in on them anytime I got ready. And I did. I didn't know that camera was on all the time, but that camera was live all the time and recording all the time. I was just sitting there, and this began to just work in my spirit. This was on Tuesday, October the 1st, 2019, during the Victory-thon. Those politicians that refuse my call to unite and become the United States of America and not just America, those politicians that refuse to listen, those politicians that continue the pathway of hate, I will remove them from their place. I will remove their influence from the record books. I will remove their candle in their families. I will remove them from office and put somebody in there that will. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. Now, that was on the 1st of October. This is the 13th. I'm headed to preach in the Navajo Nation. We've been involved in the Navajo Nation now for, Jerry and I have, for almost 48 years, 47 years or so. And I'm just riding there in the airplane. I wasn't even praying about it. I was working on the message I was about to preach. Suddenly, this just downloaded in me. 2020 will be a year of great change. Wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insights, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus. Directly from Jesus to His church by His mighty Spirit. glorious concepts of how His laws work. The laws governing increase and financial prosperity. The laws of the Spirit that release miracles and divine healings and manifestations of His almighty power in the earth. New concepts of His love. His very person, for He is love. Insights into the true power and strength of His joy. It'll be days of political change, great victories and great defeats. For the spiritual enemies of God and His people shall be crushed, spirits, not flesh and blood. But there are those on both sides of the political divide who refuse to listen to the Lord Advocate General of the Church. Their dreams shall be dashed, their desires shall be wounded, and they will be removed from their offices and replaced, some by the ballot, some by tragedy, some who in despair will quit and go do something else. This is my country, saith the Lord Jesus. It was founded by people who love me for the sole purpose of their love and desire to worship me and to worship the Almighty God, and I will never forget that. Change, 2020, the year of change and manifested power, saith the Lord. Now you can shout.
The ability to feel is a God-given gift. It's something He created us with, but those feelings should always follow the Spirit. Otherwise, they get out of alignment. So right now, I want you to do a quick heart check. Is there something going on inside of you? Something that you're feeling fear about? Any kind of situation? Something that you haven't yet received God's promise on to meet your need? Let me ask you this. Are you holding on to some kind of offense towards somebody? It could be somebody you know, somebody you don't know. It could be somebody in the news. It could be a politician. It doesn't matter. What you need to do is make the choice right now to take that emotion, that offense, anger, fear, whatever it is, and you take it to Jesus. See yourself laying it down right now at His feet. Let Him replace that with His love, His forgiveness, His compassion. I'm telling you, it really is that simple. You do not have to be ruled by your emotions. You can live and walk every day by faith. That's what this ministry is about, helping you learn how to walk by faith. And that's why we're offering to you this new product. It's available to you for free. 15 messages from Brother Copeland on living an overcoming life of faith, the fundamentals of faith. You could learn right now what could be hindering faith. You could learn how to take action on it. You could learn how to pray and get results. You got to see yourself this way, could be a champion of faith. When you put these very basic principles into consistent action in your life. So if you want to get a hold of this, you can call us or you can go to kcm.org to get your free copy. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in your faith in God. Go to kcm.org to download or request your free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.